Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Police departments around the nation are drawing intense scrutiny following the killings of George Floyd and unarmed black people by police. The anger toward law enforcement puts police officers of color in an especially difficult spot. They're trying to stay focused on their jobs, even as they may share the anger around racist acts perpetrated by some police. Boston Police Sergeant Eddie Crispin is one of those officers feeling caught in the middle. He is president of the Massachusetts Association for Minority Law Enforcement Officers. We asked him to share his perspective on being a black officer and how policing could change for the better. Sergeant Crispin, what is it like to be a black police officer in Boston right now?
Well, it is incredibly hard. I have to tell you, for a lot of us who joined the police department for the purpose of really improving relationships between the black community and police officers, a lot of us who grew up in the city, we feel like we are stuck in the middle. I know there's a lot of anger against police officers, and oftentimes it's indiscriminate anger, telling us that we're on the wrong side, we're sellouts, not knowing the amount of work that we've done over the years, way before George Floyd. For me, I came on the job when I was 30, having been a social worker for DCF, having been a probation officer, having worked at DYS, having a law degree, having done a lot of community work from the time I was in college. I have a whole different perspective on how to engage people and have conversations and de-escalate situations.
You've been with the Boston Police Department for more than 20 years, most of that time working in Roxbury with people of color. When you go out now and do the job that you've been doing for 20 years, how is it different? And is it different on a day-to-day basis, interaction by interaction?
I think there is clearly a lot of tension in the air. Just this morning, I was trying to move a young man along who had double parked, and immediately I could feel the tension. He pushed back, and now I'm trying to balance how much do I push to make sure that he's not blocking a lane of traffic and it's in the middle of the morning, and how much do I acquiesce a little bit or kind of pull back so that this doesn't blow up into a major situation where obviously the issue is going to be, well, there's a black officer or officers, period, harassing another young black man.
So that was a black man, and this is something that you think would not have been as incendiary just a couple of weeks ago?
No, I don't think it would have. But on the other hand, I will tell you, like 10 minutes before I had that encounter with a young man, there is a man that I've probably seen in around Grove Hall for the last 20 years. And we've had some interactions, not all of which have been positive. He saw a piece I did on TV, and he had seen me interacting with a young woman. He came over. He said, look, I appreciate you. I appreciate that you speak the truth. I know the kind of work that you do out there. I have your back. So there's also that piece of it, and I think we need more people to also step to the forefront and say, look, the people that we're talking about here, there's a lot of officers who are the 180 degrees from the kind of officers that people are pushing up against.
When you watched the violence as it was happening around the Boston Common, around downtown Boston, and you were seeing your colleagues, what was going through your mind?
I'm torn. I'm torn because I know the vast majority of our police officers do a good job. And for me, on my end, looking at these protests, that I think the vast majority of them wanted to protest peacefully and wanted to send a message. And I was hoping that nobody got hurt. And secondly, I was hoping that the messaging in the protests and the rallies was not being lost by virtue of these people who were looting, rioting, and being violent.
What do you think of the calls to defund the police, either take away funding in the extreme or to move funding to other departments, other places?
I will say this. I think a lot of the push to reallocate funds, right? I'm not going to say defund the police, reallocate funds. We've known those problems existed for a long time. We've known there were issues around education in poor communities and black and brown communities for years. You know, defunding the police is not going to fix all these problems. We know we have to invest more in certain communities. And then the other piece I think about, when you defund the police, are you going to minimize the level of service that we provide? Are we going to have less police officers on the street? And when and if that happens, who is going to suffer the most from less police resources out on the street?
Sergeant, how much of a problem do you think the Boston Police Department has with racial bias right now?
I think, so for me to say we don't have a problem would be disingenuous. I think we do have some problems. I think we have people in this police department who have had very little interaction with people of color and communities of color before they got on the job. And I think for me, the biggest piece about issues of racism, gender bias, homophobia, and all those type of things is really for other police officers to police themselves.
So if there are changes that can happen within the police department right now that could be visible, what would they be?
Conversation, interaction. And those are the things that are least possible right now, given how much anger and frustration there is out there. The problem is not simply policing. It's the culture that we exist in, that we grew up in, that we live in every day. This is not simply a policing issue. It just so happens that policing is the face of all the issues that we have in this country at this point in time.
Thank you for speaking with us, Sergeant Andy Crispin, president of the Massachusetts Association for Minority Law Enforcement Officers. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.